We're now joined on the coach's show for this 2018-19 season by the first-year girls basketball coach of the Lady Hawks at Gilman City, Caitlin Oaf. Gilman City had a game a week ago, lost that one to Osborne, and they are in the Gallatin tournament. They'll be playing later on today, and in fact, probably when this airs, I'd imagine Gilman City will be playing the Trenton Lady Bulldogs at 4:30 this afternoon. Gilman City an 8 seed, Trenton the 1 seed in the 42nd annual GIT over at Gallatin High School. Caitlin, you're familiar with that tournament, Gallatin graduate, right?
Yes, I am. Yep.
What are your biggest recollections of playing in the Gallatin Invitational back in the day?
It was always a tough competition back in the day, especially Trenton. I mean, we always had to play them in the championship game, so it's not going to be anything different when we face them tonight.
Well, and you know, Trenton is the, I know there have been good teams that you've played and you've seen and that I've seen over the years, but Trenton's somewhere on that list. They're really good, and we know your team is an 8 seed and rebuilding a little bit, trying to find some players to get into good positions. So when you play a team of Trenton's caliber, what is your message to your team tonight?
I mean, I'm just telling them it's all about experience. I mean, I start 2 freshmen and 3 sophomores. So we're very young. I'm just telling them, you know, try to be confident as you can and just try to play to your ability and just don't get frustrated. Just try to play and have fun.
That's
all you can do.
What did you take out of the Osborne game, Coach? What did you see positively from your young team?
I mean, I saw a lot of players step up that I didn't expect. We did move the ball a lot better than we have in the past, and I think that's one of the best things for our team right now is just moving that ball.
So as a first-year coach, I believe this is true. It's been a few years since Coach Lynn gave up coaching, but you played with Rick, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yep.
So your first year as a head coach, have you taken a lot of what you learned from him into this job?
Oh, yes. I mean, almost everything I've learned from him is what I'm trying to teach these girls. I mean, he was a great coach, and it's always nice to go off from him, and I think that's helped me more than anything is being under him for all those years.
So it's one thing to teach X's and O's. What are the things that Coach Lynn taught you that maybe are beside the X's and O's that you're really taking into this job here with Gilman City?
Fundamentals are the big part. I mean, that's all we worked on was fundamentals. I mean, a lot of people push them to the side, but for him, it was most important was ball handling, getting a lot of reps and shooting and all that. I mean, everything is fundamental for him.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Coach Lynn, too, is that his teams always play fast, like to press, but he was such a stickler on fundamentals. I thought that's what made him a really good coach.
Exactly, yep. And with the team what I have right now, we're not ready for that press, so that's why we're working on fundamentals right now.
Absolutely. So what would you consider, you know, because we know what Trenton is, what would you consider to be, from your perspective, Coach, a successful night tonight against the Bulldogs?
I think, again, just playing tough defense. I mean, I think defense wins a lot of games for other schools, so I think just working on our defense, limit our turnovers, and just try to get some points in and play tough defense, and that's all we can do at this point.
Yeah, I feel pretty secure in saying too that, and you can tell the girls this, that you're not going to see anybody better in Trenton all season long, so this will be kind of the high water mark when it comes to that, right? So you can say, you know, let's see how we do against this team, because this will be the best that we have all season long, right?
Exactly.
You had, I think it's Lindsay Snuffer as your leading scorer against Osborne, right, Coach?
Yes, she is.
What does she bring your team when she's scoring the ball well?
I mean, she's a very good three-point shooter, so when she's on, she brings up that intensity of the way we play and how we play and our confidence level. So if she's on, I feel like the rest of the team will be on as well.
And you have Pattonsburg, not necessarily real close on the schedule because it is about a week away. It's next Friday.
Right.
But you got them coming to your place on December the 7th, and I know they struggled last night against Stanbury over at the Albany tournament. Is that a game that you're looking at this point feeling like, you know, somebody's going to win that game and then we feel like we got a good chance of beating Pattonsburg?
Yes, I do think so. I mean, we beat them last year, but, I mean, again, we have a whole new team, so I'm hoping we could still get that win against them and just get all the experience we can while we're at it.
So when you look at this team, Coach, because I kind of had the same conversation with the boys coach that we're going to hear here in a little bit, and Adam Clark this morning, because he has a young team as well. So when you look at this team, or you envision where this group is 2 or 3 years down the line, when you're talking about, instead of talking about 9th and 10th graders, you're talking about juniors and seniors, where do you feel like they can be in a couple of years?
I mean, I think they'll be a pretty solid team, honestly, and especially the girls that are coming up behind them. I think Gilman will finally have a year where we'll be pretty successful. And these girls are athletic. It's just trying to get them in the motion of playing ball and using the fundamentals and seeing the floor and all that.
Yeah, when you don't have a lot of experience, it's obviously these girls don't at the varsity level. What's the biggest challenge when you have a team that just, they haven't been through a lot of the experiences at this level yet?
They just sometimes don't really know what to do with that ball. So that's where the X's and O's come in, where we're helping them, guiding them through the way until they can get it from memory when they know what to do automatically without my help.
Everything has been moved back 24 hours in the tournament. So if you have an old bracket, it's going to show Monday and Tuesday. They didn't play last night because of the weather. So Trenton Gilman City's at 4:30 this afternoon. The consolation round will be Thursday. Championship round on Friday. There's 6 games on Saturday, so that's kind of the new plan there. Trenton Gilman City are on the same side of the bracket as Bramer and Winston. Bramer and Winston could be playing tomorrow at 4:30. Coach Hoff, thanks for the chat. Good luck tonight, and we will talk with you again next Tuesday.
All right, thank you.